بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا. حضرت مولانا قاری سید صدیق پاندوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ السلام. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا, خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا, خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جاں فضا آئی, خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جاں فضا آئی, خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم, خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم صوم و قیام آیا. زمانہ آ گیا کہ لطف باری عام اب ہوگا, زمانہ آ گیا کہ لطف باری عام اب ہوگا, نصیب اپنے کے پھر سے زندگی میں یہ مقام آیا. خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزہ داروں کا, قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزہ داروں کا, یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا, یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا. مسلمانوں مبارک ہو کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا, ہدایت کے صحیفے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے, ہدایت کے صحیفے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے, اسی ماہ مبارک میں, اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا امام آیا, اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا امام آیا. اسی میں ایک رات آئی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر, اسی میں ایک رات آئی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر, کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام آیا, کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندوں کو سلام آیا. گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری اطاعت میں, گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری اطاعت میں, اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جام آیا, اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جامایا، دوبارہ زندگی آئی سکون دل ہوا حاصل، دوبارہ زندگی آئی سکون دل ہوا حاصل، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ کا پیارا نام آیا، خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا، جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے یہ پکار اٹھے، جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے کیا پکار اٹھے، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، ہدایت کے صحیفے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے، اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا امام آیا، خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا، مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات، صدق الله المولان العظيم. First we'll just translate and explain a little this very beautiful poem written by a great wali of Allah also, Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Bandwi Rahmatullah Ali. Mubarak o Musalmano ke phir maahe siyam aya. Be blessed, O Muslims, that the month of Ramadan has come again. May Allah really make it. Shah Abdul Rahman, when did you arrive? You're not tired? MashaAllah. It is your friend? MashaAllah. جی دس منتھ آف the month of Ramadan has come. Very fortunate is that person who naturally feels happy that this month is coming. It has come already. And those who not naturally, they work themselves. They work themselves up there mentally, if not by heart, then at least mentally, that you understand the great virtues, the great honor, and you look forward to the month. It should not be that we are indifferent to the month, and worse, that we have a dislike for the month. That, oh, again now rosas, again this month of fasting, and this month of turmoil, and this month of turbulence has come. That should not be the case. That's not a good sign. But a good sign that by heart you just enjoy the month of Ramadan. Your heart is open for it. And if you can't reach that stage, then at least mentally you understand that this is such a great month that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Khuda ki rahmato aur barkato ka ijdiham aya. This is the month of the ijdiham, like a very overcrowded and huge waterfalls. Lot of water is coming. It's overcrowded. What is this? What is so much? The rahmat of Allah and the barakat of Allah. Every second of this month is impregnated with the great rahmat and barakat of Allah Ta'ala. So if you're not by heart naturally, then mentally how can't you accept this? That Allah has given this month that every moment is filled with so much of rahmat and barakat. During the day, the rozedar's duas are accepted. During the night, Allah is calling out, ask me, what do you want? So the whole day, whole night, duas are accepted. Shayateen are chained. And what rahmat Allah Ta'ala has given in this month. More than what a shopkeeper looks forward to the month of December that he does business. That is nothing. Or a fisherman looks at the time when the fishing season starts. Or a hunter looks at the hunting season. All those things, what are they to this month? And really, may Allah bring it that we take our annual leave in this month. And we make the best out of this month. And we should take 3 weeks annual leave, 1 week paid leave. And this is the month really to coin it. And coin it for akhirah. And huge coining and forever eternal coining. Khuda ka shukar hai, fasle bahar, jaan fiza aaye. It is the shukr of Allah that Allah again gave us life. We reached this month safely. And this is the month of Fasle Bahar, the season of spring. How the season of spring, everyone enjoys it when it comes. After autumn, everything has died out. Winter, everything is cold. You're feeling like down. The days are so short. And you just want to get in bed. After that, the season of spring comes. This is the season of spring, when the flowers are blossoming, when there is love in the air, when the fragrance of the blossoms of the flowers, it is such a wonderful season, that season of the month of Ramadan has come again. And the month that you give your life for this month, that you sacrifice eagerly, and this is nothing difficult to understand, or even people are doing it. For fishing, people will go right into the water middle of the night. Where they want the fish to come, they go right into the water and put their bait there to collect the fish that they must come there. People do what for hunting. How don't they, at night they are busy going hunting, running after the animal. Through the jungles, everything, you can fall, you can hurt yourself, everything. But for Ramzan, oh, too hard. 20 rakats Taraweeh is too hard. We can't manage it. Getting up for Seheri, really, if that love of it, that is what we have to develop, and how a person will enjoy the month of Ramadan. It's a month of jaan fizai aayi. Khusha qismat ke phir mausam e saum wa qiyam aaya. Oh, what a happy season again, that this time of rozas have come again. And like that also you can keep rozas, but faraz rozas you can't keep out of Ramzan. What is faraz of the Ramzan? That is only in Ramzan, that enjoyment to keep roza. And that also is not something difficult to understand. See how small children, they cry. Just the other day, 4-year-old child I met, he kept his one roza. And if you don't wake them up for Sehri, they cry. They want to get up, etc. Sometimes even younger children, sometimes old people, especially old ladies, they say, doctor said, you can't keep roza. He say, no, I don't listen to doctor. I'm going to keep my rozas. What is all this? We should take a lesson from this. Allah has made it. And it's a season of qiyam again, of night taraweeh. That also we should open our hearts and enjoy, look forward to it. How beautiful to read Quran, to listen to Quran Sharif again. All the subject matter and the Quran Sharif, as Maulana Musa explained this morning, it just captivates you, even a hafiz. And the Quran by nature, it captivates you. You can't get bored. The hafiz also who doesn't understand all the mutashabihat. If he just wants to take it easy and read, he gets caught up here and there. But what the mutashabihat is to keep his mind all the time. That yeah, it was like this, yeah, it is this word, there, it's that word. All the time you have to. And if you understand the meaning, and if you understand the tafsir, or the Quran swipes you off your feet. There is nothing like Kalamullah, as Hazrat explains here further. Zamana aagaya ke lutfe bari aam ab hoga. There is a season, the time has come now that Allah Ta'ala's lutf, that magnificence, that great kindness, that which is like, just to understand the word lutf, an example, you hired 5-6 laborers to work for you. I'll pay you 100 rand each, do this job for me for the day. At the end, there was one person who was with them. You didn't hire him. He's standing and he's talking to them and not letting them do their work properly. He got a cell phone, he's giving them also use. He's giving them cigarettes also. And he's taking them off the job. He didn't work, you didn't hire him. He stopped them from the work. But when they come in, collect their wages, he stood first in the line. And he also say, boss, pay me also. What will a boss of this world do? But Allah is that, okay, bhai, that la yishqa bihim jaleesahum. That you came, you didn't do anything, but you are just part of it, zikr majlis. The farishtas complained to Allah. This banda came, he wasn't part of zikr majlis, he just came and give a message or something. Allah say, no, those people are so blessed because of them, I'll give him also. And I'll give him everything what I'm giving them also. So that is lutf of Allah. You can't imagine. Lutf of Allah Ta'ala, as Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali says, for this ummah, that it won't be ajab nahi, it's not far-fetched, it's not strange, ke qiyamat mein unke gunao taatu mein shumar ho jaye, that their sins will be counted in nekis. How much Allah loves Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it's not far-fetched that Allah will say, come, this ummat, come, all your gunas, I put them into sawabs. So that is the lutf of, and this is the month when Allah's lutf is just pouring. How can we be unmindful of it? How can we dislike this month? What a month Allah Ta'ala has given. And aam ab hoga, it is general, it is for everyone. And we can see how much Quran Sharif is recited, no matter how weak we are today. But there is nothing else that is recited, repeated so much in the world as what at the moment Quran Sharif is recited. Wherever you go, Quran Sharif and the Huffaz, how much they have to repeat and they have to learn. And the Taraweeh, how many Taraweeh? Just think sometimes also, any remote place comes to your mind, they also tilawat, they also Taraweeh is carrying on. They also, rozas are being kept. Everywhere, the whole world, it is just one in. And like for example, Fajr time or any namaz time, we come out of our houses, we are going for namaz, walking by car, whatever else we are, somebody is coming to pick you up, we are all going. We just, our mind is just on ourselves. But if somebody had a satellite view from on top and you see, oh, somebody from there is coming out, somebody from here, somebody all around, people are coming. Where are they all going? To the masjid. Where all are going? To the masjid. After namaz, from the masjid, all came out, are all dispersing again, going back to their houses. Allah is looking at it from on top. Not only the Azad world, not only Rudipur, the whole world Allah is looking. That all, and not only all at one time, due to geographical differences, every moment in the world, now it's here, now it's there, now you see them here. Now what? Or the watches are ringing. The people are getting up for Sehri now. Now they are making tahajjud now. and they are making their sehri now. Now they are going for fajr now. And Allahu Akbar, small children, big people, old people, sickly people, all eager to keep their rozas. What a month Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us. Naseeb apne ke phir se zindagi mein ye maqam aaya. This is our good fortune that again this time has come, that this honorable month and this honorable opportunity Allah has given us again. The month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif, every institution of deen, Durood Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Zaat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Makkah Sharif, what treasures Allah has given us. A mu'min is so wealthy, so rich. Therefore, the person who has got the least bit of iman is billion, billion, billion times more wealthier than the richest man of all the world. Because what treasures has he has got? What has that to man of this dunya got? All temporary things, all just mud and sand. Like we say, sand tan. It's made of sand and tan. It is a place of jhompries. Allah makes it such that those words. One time, in the majlis of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, some talk of New York came. So Hazrat like rubbed his eyes and he asked, which village is that? So in other words, he put people, cut them down. You think, oh, America, the States, United States and that. He say, no, there's like small village. Which small village is that? So like that, these dunya's things, what are they? Money is, previously it was gold money, silver money. It was changed into leather money. Today is paper. We're so happy, really, if you think. And this paper of ours also, many of us must be remembering the notes had written, I promised to pay the bearer on demand so much. That also is no more written. It's just a paper. It's really, we are being fooled. And if your money is in the bank, it's just figures you got. They can freeze that bank. The bank can go bankrupt. And then all your money is gone. All these things, we are just being fooled. The real earnings are the earnings of Akhirat. Eternal, everlasting, and so great. Allah has made it so easy to earn the great earnings. Qiyamat mein ye roza dhal hoga, roza daro ka. This roza is a shield in this world also. It wards off a lot of evil. Just by, because you're in roza, how many people who are habitual drunkards, in Ramzan, they might not keeping roza. They might still be drinking, but not in public. Now they hide and drink. People who are eating, not keeping roza, this in Ramzan, they are hiding and eating, not openly. And how many people give up their gunas? TVs are put off. All other things, a person, how many people are regular with their five times namaz? How many people are regular with jamaat? How many people who don't normally make tilawat are making the what a shield Allah gave us to ward us? And the shield won't be only for dunya. Qiyamah say it will help us to shield us in the qabr first of all. Qabr were in the qabr, roza will come one side and protect you from the azab that will come. On Qiyamah's day and forever, this will be a shield. Allah gave us a shield. Now if you've got your protection, protective clothes, winter, and you're not wearing your jersey, you're not wearing your jacket, your warm clothes, you're going to feel cold. Allah gave us our protection. Ye sarmaya bhi apna kaise aare waqt kaam aaya. And this capital of us, at what a difficult time it came in use. When you really needed it, just at that time it came in use. So this rozas, they will come very much in use on the day of Qiyamah. And then a person will really appreciate. And the important thing, as inshallah we will try and discuss, that make rozas roza. Don't just stay hungry. If you stay hungry, all these fazilats you won't understand and get them. If you made roza, put the spiritual dimension with it, then it becomes valuable. You go and buy, you steal a chocolate from a supermarket. You put it in your pocket instead of your trolley. You went out, they didn't catch you. You eat it, you're feeling guilty all the time. You're not enjoying it, stolen thing. That, oh, what have I done? One is you bought it. And now you eat it, you're happy, I've bought it. And one is somebody gave it to you as a gift. And one is your beloved gave it to you. Now what, the taste is different now. Same chocolate, but now your beloved gave it to you. Now even the wrapper you keep, you don't throw away the wrapper also. Why? So the difference is that from who it has come. So this rosas also that Allah has given us this month. And what a help and what a shield this rosas will be for us. Hidayat ke sahife sab ke sab is maah mein utre. All the heavenly scriptures, Torah, Injil, Zabur, all were revealed during this month. What a month it is. All those barakat, just like if you go to the Haramain Sharifain, your first step, you just read Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu, and you put your step into the Haram, all the barakat, especially the Haram of Makkah, all the barakat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who all came for Hajj. And the barakat are kept intact in the Haram till today. And as you enter, but you must be open to accept it. If you, like for example, you go to the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, and the water that falls there, you're standing perhaps half a kilometer, 1 kilometer away from the falls. But it falls with such a force that those splashes wet you. And usually there are people, they're walking around hiring out raincoats. Hire a raincoat so that your clothes don't get wet. Yet these waterfalls of Allah in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, at Rozai Mubarak, yeah, you don't have to wear a raincoat to cover. You have to take off your raincoat of sins. If you took off your raincoat of sins, and you don't, even if you just get one drop of Allah's rahmat, if you get drenched in that rahmat, what to say? Your whole life, then you'll get, your taste buds will change. What this month is supposed to be for, to rejuvenate you, to detox you, to give you a new life, but we get dead in Ramzan. Ramzan has come to give us new life again, a new spiritual life that you look forward to. So this is that month that all this kitabs were revealed, and the barakat of all those kitabs are in this month also. Okay? And the Quran Sharif, as ulama have written, what was in the Torah, Zabur, Injil is in the Quran Sharif. What is in the whole Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. What is in Surah Fatiha is in Bismillah. What is in Bismillah is in the Ba of Bismillah. And the Ba of Bismillah becomes a Ba with that one dot, which signifies the undivisible oneness of Allah. Allah is only one. Allah can't be made in three parts, and three parts can't make one Allah. Allah is only one. So the crux is Tawheed. For this Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahman, what a great buzurg. He says that Maut mujhe na aaye jab tak ke raaz Tawheed se main aaga na ho jao. That Maut must not come to me until I understand the secret of Tawheed, the oneness, Allah's work. Allah is one in His Zaat, in His being also. And normally Muslims believe in the oneness of Allah, Allah is one. But that's not complete Tawheed. That's one third of Tawheed. The second part of Tawheed, we have to believe that in the Sifat of Allah, that Allah is one. Nobody shares in those Sifat. Allah is Rahman. Only Allah is Rahman. Allah is Rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also Rahim. But he's not Rahim like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is only Razzaq. Allah is only Shafi. All the sifat, that full conviction. Allah is one only. And many Muslims, we make shirk in the sifat of Allah. That my shop is the giver of rozi. My job is the giver of rozi. Medicine, doctor is the giver of shifa. No, Allah alone. And this is that it's not really a mystery. At the beginning it might appear to be a mystery, but in fact it's not a mystery, that the asbab, the means you must use. And the means are also created by Allah Ta'ala. And asbab ko asbab ke darje mein rakho, Rab ke darje mein mat le jao. Don't make the asbab Rab. Use the asbab is sunnat, and you'll get sawab for using. And that is perfect shariat. Not like a majzoob who gives up asbab. He is marfu'ul kalam. He is not responsible for his action. His condition has become such. They don't use asbab. We have to use asbab and use it as sunnat, but don't trust the asbab. Drink the medicine, but not with one yaqeen that medicine is going to give me shifa. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a headache. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, eat the leaves of a certain tree. He ate it, his headache went away, he felt nice. Again, after a week, 2 weeks, he got a headache, he went and eat the leaves again. And no headache went away. It persisted. He made dua to Allah. How come last time I ate? Allah said, The leaves haven't got shifa. My hukam has got shifa. That if I put the hukam of my shifa in that Allah uses his hukam according to things. That is, like water will quench your thirst. Allah can use his hukam without things. Many times you wanted to drink water, you were desperate, you didn't get, and your thirst also is gone. Hey, and for that, like for example, in namaz when it itches you, just tell yourself, namaz now I can't freely itch myself, just little ijazat I got, just little bit I can scratch. So I won't scratch myself now. After namaz, I'll scratch myself to my heart's delight, and I will enjoy that scratching. But after namaz, you won't even remember it was it scratched. So it went away. So Allah uses his command according to things. Allah uses his command without things. Allah uses his command against things. That sometimes water gives you, quenches your thirst. The more you drink, the more thirsty you feel. And you want to drink more. Though it's increasing it. And especially if you go to the wrong things to quench your thirst, like juices, cold drinks, ice creams, sarbat, you see, it just, finally water quenches your thirst. So those things are not there. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala's, so tawheed in the zaat of Allah, tawheed in the sifat of Allah, then tawheed in the af'al of Allah. That Allah, in executing it, Allah is not in need of any nabi or any wali or any farishta to give hidayat. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah gives hidayat. And if Allah wants to, He gives you hidayat in a masjid. He gives you hidayat in the month of Ramadan. And if He wants to, He gives you hidayat in a prostitute's den. How many people there made Toba? What their lives were? What am I doing? Where am I? What am I doing? There Allah gave hidayat. If Allah wants to, He brings Abu Bakr from the temple he was born, the temple of the idol worshippers. And if he wants to, he brings Abu Lahab, who was born in the Haram of Makkah. And he became Abu Lahab. And who was born in a temple became Siddiq. So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is above. So Allah is alone in all his actions. And we have to see, just now a few days ago, one mother passed away, leaving a 3-month baby and a 3-year-old baby. Then the 3-month baby also passed away. Now a person cries and that, then the family, they reminded us of another family. They also, when they passed, mother and father passed away. Children were 3, 4, now they are married, they are settled, Allah gave them dunya also. So we think, but this is the tawheed of Allah that is working. Where sometimes both parents have passed away, what will happen to these children? And this mother was from India. So there is no real family also. Usually the Kala, or they have a lot of feeling for their children. They take the children and they look after them and they give them more love. They spoil them many times also. But Allah Ta'ala is the doer. And we have seen with my short life, how many who had went through these difficult times, Allah blessed them so greatly in life. And those who came up in pomp and were spoiled breaths and were spoiled, their lives, they became like beggars in this world. And those people who came with difficulty in their lives, and you wonder what will happen. Parents have passed away, broken homes, but Allah makes fazal. You see what a child comes out from there. So Allah is one, that tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. So that, so we were speaking of the barakat of this month. All the Quran, all the heavenly scriptures, barakat. A person who observes this month, who makes little qiyam-e-layl, even just taraweeh, little bit more, make 2 rakats nafil after taraweeh, little bit more, seri time, make 2 rakats, make 4 rakats, read a little bit, make some dua, lift up your hands to Allah, and you'll get all those barakat. Keep your rozas, you'll get all those barakat. Isi maahi mubarak mein kalamu ka imam aya. And this barakat that we have, and understand you have got this. For example, somebody booked you on by plane, business class, first class. When you checked in, they gave you your card to go to the lounge, special lounge. You don't know. You put it in your pocket. You thought it's some document that you have to produce somewhere. You didn't go to the lounge. You hate it. You had that treasure, but you didn't know you got it. And you missed out going on the lounge, and you could sit there on wonderful couches. You had 1 hour still before your flight, 2 hours before your flight. You could get free coffee there, free tea, sweets, ice cream, biscuits, what and what they offer. Everything free. You had access to it, but you didn't know. How many of us, we got access to what and what in the month of Ramadan? We don't know. We don't gain the knowledge of what this value of this month is and what things we have got access to. Your du'as, you got access to ready-made du'as here. Ready acceptance of du'as, you got access. But who of us really gives time for du'as also? How many of us read our Munajat-e-Maqbool, Hizbul Azam also? How many of us are regular? How many of us, besides that, low lagana? To join your heart with Allah and ask Him for some hidayat of the mankind. Our dunya, our akhirat. Afiyat in dunya. Dunya, we are all the time worried. Mustn't get bad news of the family. Bad news of this. Anything can happen anytime. We are in need and we are all fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month that Allah has given us access to so many things. But we're not aware. We're not using it all. And afterwards, when this person traveled, he came home. Even at the airport when he was leaving, he had access to a top airport in the world. And that lounge, business class lounge, what facilities. You can shower there. You can have a massage also, if it's within limits of Sharia. You can have your shoes polished free of charge. What and what things you can do. He came home. They say, oh, you travel first class. You travel business class. You enjoyed all the lounge facility. Which lounge facility? There was all this, all people. Oh, you didn't. Or just like that mustn't happen when we go in the qabr, that we had given you access to all our amenities and all our facilities in this month, we were dishing out free. And one great thing Allah dishes out in this month is the money printing machine. For every Muslim, forget the government of the world, Allah is giving money printing machine. And not dunya's money, akhirat's money. And this machine will work as soon as the moon is sighted for Ramadan, and it stops working when the moon is sighted for Eid. And this machine is not automatic, it's manual. That is one thing. You have to turn it yourself. And you can print out any denomination. In this month, that machine prints out nafils to the value of a faraz. And faraz to 70 faraz. No dollars and no pounds and no currency can match this machine's currency. And that currency doesn't work only in dunya. It works in akhirat, in qabr, on the day of qiyamah. Everywhere it will work. And that is what Allah has given us. What facilities and what amenities. But when you go in your qabr, you print one note also. And we gave you money printing machine. How sad won't it be? This is the month that Allah Ta'ala has given us all this. Is Mahi Mubarak mein kalamo ka imam a gaya. This is the month that the imam of all the kalam, Quran Sharif. There is nothing more greater than the Quran Sharif. Hablullah, the rope of Allah which Allah has blessed us with. How many of us are holding on to this rope? Ask us how much of us have we made the tilawat of the Quran Sharif? How many of us will be making our one khatam, which is the very bare minimum, which is like you are living not in the squatters, which you are living not on the pavements, on the footpath. You are living in the sewage places. The person who lives like that, where all the sewage is and accumulates, the bare minimum is one khatam. And the people who are hitting, mashallah, 60 khatams, 30 khatams, 40 khatams. People who are with that, all the ma'amulats, the wazaif also, the zikr also, the tahajjud also. And mashallah, some women, Allah reward them, all the work of the house with their own hand. Making the husband's khidmat, which is so great also. All that themselves also. Cleaning the house also themselves. And with that, don't think barakat is when you keep 3-4 maids. No barakat in that. When you do yourself, and Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, say that non-Muslims cannot understand barakat. Because the word barakat is not in their dictionary. So they can't see what is the meaning of barakat. Barakat is for Muslims. It works against our normal thinking, human thinking. Barakat works against. Previously, women had to collect coal, firewood, light the stove, and then go and make one cup of tea or something. To clean the house, they had to scrub manually. Then they had to polish. Then they had to shine. Today, vacuum cleaner. Today, scrubbing machine. You just scrub and you just polish. Today, your stove, you just press a button. And how much heat you want, so much more, less, you want to stop it. So what we, today, before, women should sit for hours cleaning rice and cleaning dal. Today, everything cleaned. Vegetables. Previously and still quite a bit, vegetables, and mashallah, I'm surprised when I see Appa at home, what sabr Allah gave her, sitting with the vegetables, how much people send, we can't use it. I say, send it to the neighbors and let them clean their share. Why must you, no, how can I send unclean vegetable? They send it to you, now to clean and cut vegetables all, to your methi and your peas and your papri and everything is a job. But mashallah, and with that, how lot of tilawat, how lot of zikr, how lot of housework, and doing all this with a smile on the face. I really get astonished, I can't understand it. When she goes past me doing all like menial work, teasing me, giving a smile on her face, not that I'm hadap or I'm so cross or anything, Allahu Akbar. And there are other women also, how much they do. But on the other hand, those we see, they write also that they've got 3-4 maids in the house, but we haven't got time for tilawat. We can't manage. We're feeling sleepy all day. When you don't do your body, you haven't rejuvenated it. What it's going to do? It's going to feel sleepy all the time. And these women, they want to sleep, but Allah takes away their sleep. No, this month you don't sleep. They try to sleep, but sleep is not coming. More tilawat, more zikr all the time. So may Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with this blessings of this month. Isma'i Mubarak mein kalamo ka imam a gaya. When the imam of all the kalam came, then what to say? Isme raat ek aayi, hazaro raat se behtar. Then Allahu Akbar, what barakat there was in Ramzan. Then Allah gave a night which is better than more than 80 years. And Allah's more better, only Allah knows how much more better it is. If a poor man tells somebody, and he's a stingy man also, you do this job for me, he tells a laborer, I'll pay you 50 rand. And I'll see if you do it nice, I'll give you more. He's a poor man, how much can you expect more? And he's stingy also. And a rich man tells him, do this job, and if you do it nicely to my satisfaction, I'll give you, and he's a generous man also. You can expect perhaps another extra 50 also you can. But Allah Rabbul Izzah, when Allah says, khayrun min alf shahr, Allah's khayr, nobody can understand what is the khayr of Allah. Allah didn't say, ta'adilu alf shahr, that it is equal to 1,000 months. Allah said, afdalu min. And how much is Allah's afzal? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Ke jisme chashmai rahmat se bande ko salam, and in the fountain of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala in this night, for Allah is sending salams to his banda, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings that salam and shakes hands with all those who are busy in ibadat, whatever type of ibadat, and the sign of it, you will feel your heart trembling. You'll feel that softness come into you. You'll feel that inclination towards deen. This is when Jibreel alayhi salam, this is what a person has to work for. Not for this dunya that we have one shop, we are making so lot money. Oh, we think I'm making lot of money. All that in this dunya, Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us all. If commonly in Mozambique, one friend of ours also was kidnapped now lately. It happens quite often. Your whole life's millions of dollars, they just take it away. The one phone call put down so much of $1 million. $1 million put it here. What did you earn? And nobody can take your sawabs. Nobody can say, nobody crooks will phone you and say, 5 million sawabs you must pass on to us. And yeah, how much you earn, but all your earnings, and then rich people, how much money they got, they also don't have enough to pay that ransom. They have to go and borrow. Now they have to work to pay those people off again. And so what is this dunya? What we so stupid and running? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا is a condition of the non-believers. They know the value of dunya. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ unmindful of akhirat. The value. And what is our Ramzan? And this is also Allah's mercy in a sense. Our Ramzan is bhajia, samosa, delicacies. How many people that they just keep rozas in offer iftari time. And that iftari table must be laid properly. Eh, the hot tea and the samosas. Maghrib can get delayed or even must, doesn't matter. But that is important. But this also Allah made it. That is your attraction. That's a carrot Allah dangled for those, but really it is for those people who engage in du'as at that time. For those people then who make the maghrib and make it properly with jamaat. And those people who Allah give the good fortune, they make the awabin also. Your iftari won't go anywhere. You will get, what is your share? You will get. When I was still a very young boy, Allah Ta'ala in His fazl had put in my heart to eat with three fingers sunnat. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave me that habit and Allah Ta'ala accept it and keep it always. My marhum father should become very, very worried. He says, when you're eating with other people and we share food and you eat with three fingers, you're going to stay hungry. They are eating with five fingers or with two hands they are eating. And you eating with your three, he should beg me. But alhamdulillah. And Allah gives barakat in there. Eh? So Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in what He wants to. Sunnat, there can't be greater barakat in sunnat. So in this month, Allah Ta'ala Himself is giving salams. And a person feels that salam. And just for that salam, who won't want to stay awake? Who won't, your graduation day and you go and sleep away? Eh? Graduation day, Allahu Akbar. When a girl gets married, then that she goes and have her hair done by the hairdresser. That night she doesn't sleep in the bed. Eh? She sits on a chair that my hair mustn't get spoiled. And the next night when she's now with her husband, and she doesn't tell him, last night I didn't sleep a wink. So whatever we want to do and whatever has to happen, we will see about it. But let me catch a good sleep tonight. The next night again, all night she, for just for that, for your husband of this dunya, for Allah Ta'ala, why can't we sacrifice? And what won't Allah give? And what enjoyment? What not enjoyment you, the first night, mashallah, is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And also that is for those who live an Islamic lifestyle. Those who already spent how many nights with how many women, what is first night for them? Or with that same wife of yours you marrying, already you met her how many times, what is first night for you? What do they know? And the first night you had, that was your intention. You knew you are in haram. What did you enjoy? Dunya's ni'mat also that person doesn't enjoy. A person who lives according to deen and sharia, dunya's ni'mat also Allah gives him with so much enjoyment. And he's getting sawab. Your first night, all night is sawab for you. Eh? But for the first night, how doesn't that woman look for it, forward to it? The husband looks forward to it. What preparation? The bedroom is made. What and what is not made? Everything is made up for that first night, for your first night with Allah. If we can understand that, and what all the husbands of the world together can give a woman, Allah will give you more. What all the wives of the world can give a man, Allah will give you more. It is our necessary that we understand this valuable month that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Guzari jisne apni zindagi sari itaat mein, that person who spent his whole life in the obedience of Allah, and that is Ramadan. Not just that Ramadan, we departmentalize. Department of Ramzan came, now finished. TV off, video machine off. VCR, all this haram things, everything. The whole month now, etikaf also. That we're just going to make etikaf. But the minute Ramzan is finished, now you again go next department. Finish, that department is over. Now again dunya. Now straight away, how many people go to resorts, go for holidays? No namaz, or no namaz with jamaat. No tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now you got more time, you gone to a resort, you have to be reading more. But you're not reading anything. So it shouldn't be like that, that we departmentalize. So, but a person whose whole life, Ramzan must bring us, whole life we make in Allah. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Ji should say, live your life like Ramzan, your mort will come like Eid. How we enjoy Eid, And our Eid is also with not that full enjoyment. Eid is for that person who kept rosas. Eid is for that person who made the Hajjud, who made Taraweeh, who observed his rosas. That person enjoys Eid. Otherwise, it is Eid is also clothes. Eid is food, biryani. Eid is all delicacies, sweet meats, etc. Eid is worse, going to the Zulik and having a fashion parade of the woman. That's no enjoyment. Eid is that you did your work as it was supposed to be done, and Allah is happy with you. And the Eid is the day, the night of Eid, the morning of Eid when people are going Eidgah. Allah Ta'ala is boasting about His servants. Payments are being made. Graduation day, that is for those who kept Roza, those who fulfilled the rites of the month of Ramadan. Usi ke waaste, jannat se dunya hi mein, Jam Aya. For those who live their life like Ramzan, for those people, the goblets of wine, of the enjoyment of Jannat comes to them in this world. One great alim who was there in the time of the Battle of Shamli, the Jihad of Shamli, the ulama fought the British, and this one alim had a habit always licking his lips all the time. So somebody asked him, what's this? Why you lick your lips all the time? So he told that in that battle, those of us who were going to become shaheed, we saw the Hurul Een of Jannat coming down with the wine goblets of Jannat. And they were first giving those people to drink, then taking out their ruh. Now on a dead body, the swords were falling or the bullets were coming. They're not feeling anything. The ruh is gone already. If the ruh goes out of your arm, you call paralyzed now. On that arm you can saw it also, no pain is felt. There is no ruh. Where the ruh is, there is where the pain is. And there is where sensitivity is, enjoyment or pain, whatever. But where the ruh is gone out, there is no pain you feel in that places. So he said that one of them had put that goblets to my mouth also. And I got one drop of it on my lip. And after that, the other whores told him, he is not amongst those who are becoming shaheed today. So she took that goblet away and she went away again. He said, but that one drop, till today, I feel the sweetness and enjoyment. What to say of those people who are going to drink gallons and gallons, and liters, drums and drums of the wine of Jannat. There, what will be their enjoyment? And forget that. That enjoyment is afterwards. When you will see your Hurul Een, it is narrated. So beautiful, so amazed you will be, so taken aback you will be. She'll swipe you so much off your feet that for 40 years you will just look without even a wink of an eye. Without looking this side or that side. After 40 years she will say, is there only looking, nothing else? Isn't there something else after looking? And then you will embrace her for 70 years. And imagine that woman, the Hurul Een, whose one drop of saliva has to fall in the seven seas of the world, will turn all that water sweet. And you licking that lip, and you licking that tongue, and your tongue in that mouth, Allahu Akbar. This is what a person, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is what a person should strive for. Not one small shop, I'm making so much, today I made a lot of money, today I earned so much, I built one house, my garden, look at it, my pool, oh, spotless pool, how the water is sparkling blue. What is all this? This is وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرًا. In that is a reminder, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ, or the person who has got heart, or a person who listens, who has got ears to listen. And if he hasn't got that small benefit of 10%, you die after that. And then they're not giving you your discount, now you're fighting with them. That this discount hasn't come through, you're fighting for 5%, 10%. Yeah, Allah is giving what and what. Dobara zindagi aayi, sukoon-e dil hua hasil. There is the month of Ramadan, which we should be starting to feel now. New life has come into me again. And I got sukoon-e dil also, contentment of the heart. peace of mind. What a month they gave me. And you're just bubbling over making shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, what a month you gave me. Not that I got a new car, new Mercedes, new BM or anything, 4x4. Nowadays you must have 4x4. Because potholes, you need a high car. All that, those things mean nothing to you. Now you got new life in the month of Ramadan. Zubaan par jab Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka pyara naam aaya. The month also, and just taking Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, who brought life to the world. When his name, he will bring life in your life. So that Durood Sharif, read it with this passion. Read it with this conviction. Read it with this enjoyment. Jo poncha hashar mein taqib farishte ye pukar uthe. Hadrat says his nickname is takhallus taqib. He says that when I reached hashar, then the farishtas, what did they call out? What title they gave me? And what did they call me? Muhammad ke ghulamo ka ghulam aya. The slave of the slaves, of the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his beautiful poem, he says, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when giving my salams, the dog of your dog is giving you salams. The dog of your security who's looking after your deen, he's sending salams for you. So this is that humility when it comes. When there is pride in a person, he hasn't still understood anything, where is he going to reach even if he hardly got his direction still? Where is he going to reach without that? So, ghulamo, just say Muhammad ke ghulamo ka ghulam aya. And here also the zamair, the pronouns, Muhammad ke ghulamo, which is of respect. The slaves of Muhammad, the Sahaba, ke ghulamo, all the other great people, ka ghulam. This is in singular, that I am nothing whatsoever. May Allah bless us with the reality of this great and honorable month, inshallah. Just a little summary, inshallah, of our talks that we are having after Asr. First, we spoke about intention. And intention, first make intention. Who of us are making everyday morning intention of our purpose of life? Very few. And those hands are also half up only. Which means perhaps they doubting also. They're just taking a chance perhaps. Yeah, Yusuf? MashaAllah. Every morning make my niyat is Allah's ma'rifat, akhirat, to the pleasure of Allah. My niyat is not just, without niyat, your niyat becomes dunya. And then you're just living, which Maulana Palanpuri rahmatullahi used to say, din ko kamana, to earn during the day. Raat ko khana. Now you earn, now you have a good meal at night. Or subah ko pakhana. And in the morning, now your stomach work, you gone toilet. So insan kya hua? Pakhana banane ka machine. All what Islam, insan became is a machine to make stool and urine. And Allah won't ask you on the day of Qiyamah, MashaAllah, my banda, see your size. How many kilos of stool you made? How many tons of stool? And how many liters of urine you made? And afahasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha? You think we created you in some tomfoolery? For just some waste of time we created you. This whole system of the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the perfect system of Allah, unexplainable phenomena of the creation of Allah. Just for nothing we made this. No, there is a purpose. So intention is important. Then together with intention of all, every amal that we do, make consciously our niyat for what we do. And then in intention, which is a little different, it overlaps, but it is a separate thing, is sincerity. Many people make intention for name and fame. That Allah must be happy with me, and people must be happy, which is pure shirk. That you make your intention solely for the benefit of people you make. That it must be benefit. Not that you want to entertain people and impress them. And then accordingly, we see the everything is also, your namazes also are in order to impress people. Everything you do is to impress people. So your niyat is very, very important. Then we try to explain about the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, it is through the value of the Quran that Mahi Mubarak also got its value. All the heavenly scriptures. And then where the Quran was revealed became Mubarak. When the Quran was revealed, those times became Mubarak. So much so that Laylatul Qadr became Khairum min Alfi Shahr. That was the way the Quran was revealed. When the Quran was revealed, where it was revealed, Makkah Sharif. One namaz equal to 100,000 namazes. Quran was revealed, Madinatul Munawwara. One namaz equal to 50,000 namazes. Quran made everything. So, and then to fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. Amongst the rights of the Quran Sharif, to have complete iman on the whole Quran, that this is the kitab which Allah had sent to us. And then on every ayat, our iman must be in complete convincing iman that parda is 100% correct, which Allah has said. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يُدْنِينَ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنَّ. Allah has commanded it very clearly. There is no leeway that the face can be left open. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told that the old ladies, they are permitted to put off their clothes. So what does this mean? Does you need understanding? Does an old lady walk naked now? That woman who doesn't get her menses, that woman who is now, there isn't hope of her getting married, Quran says that la junaha alayna يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنْ, that they can put off their clothes. It means now their face, it's not necessary for them to cover. But the other ladies must cover, our iman must be on that. Interest is haram. Don't go into any in the interest sector. Don't try and halalize and justify any interest. You are involved in an interest, accept your guna, ask for maafi. There is great hope for you. But don't try and make a haram into a halal. Have iman, what is haram is haram. And the inheritance, do it also according to Sharia. Don't use your own and give your shares to your wife. So much for my wife, so much for my two, my secret wife is so much, and my public wife is so much, and this one, all that. No, what Sharia has fixed, that is what will be given. Nothing else besides that. So everything in every matter, capital punishment, 100% Allah has ordained it, that the married adulterer must be stoned to death. The person who steals, his hand must be cut, is 100% correct. Iman must be on that. If you can't practice it, accept it's my weakness. But don't justify and don't try and change Quran. So iman on Quran. Then love and respect of the Quran Sharif. That must be to its height. The greatest love for the greatest kitab, the greatest respect and the greatest love must be there. Then ta'allum al-Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. From cradle to grave we must be learning Quran Sharif. Then tilawat al-Quran, to make tilawat. And there shouldn't be a day in our life that we don't make tilawat. Then the amal bil Quran. The Quran came to be practiced upon, not to be beautified and putting wonderful scent and rose petals and pack it nicely in 10 covers. We pack it with great respect, but we don't recite it. No, Quran is to be, and Quran is for the living, not for the dead people. When somebody has died, take out the Quran, start reading now. Good, no problem with that. But it is a guidance book for the living people. And then ta'aleem al-Quran, to teach the Quran Sharif to other people. That is also our duty, that we teach the Quran. And then tabligh al-Quran, to propagate the Quran. The Quran Sharif itself is a kitab. And then the message of the Quran, that we translate, we propagate it. Then we spoke about the month of Ramadan, what a blessed month. Then with this thing, Roza is a separate thing. Again, these two overlap also. Roza and Ramzan, but they are different. Ramzan is only this one month. Roza, you can keep nafil rozas, 6 shawal rozas, inshallah, make niyat from now. We will keep our 6 shawal. 3 days a month, Monday, Thursday, rozas. So rozas, the value of rozas also. Other things related to Ramadan, our du'as. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِيبْ لَكُمْ. That du'as are a great part of this month. And also zikr is part of this month. So all these things. And then Allah has made rozas faraz upon us. Rozas are not only the structure of Rosa, like you have the building, you just, the structure is up. A person gets happy, the structure is done already. But the structure is not the complete building. So the structure of Rosa is to stay away from food and drink and our sexual desires. By that, the structure of Rosa. But you don't stay just in a structure. You need a complete Rosa. You need a complete building, tiled also and carpeted also. Everything is done. So that will be done when we keep Rosa of the eyes also, Rosa of the ears also, Rosa of the tongue also, Rosa of the heart and mind also, Rosa of the stomach also, which means that when we eat sari and iftari, not only halal, but halal and tayyiba. And then the fear after Rosa, that we don't know, no holier than thou attitude. That I kept Rosa, I'm a very big buzurg, I'm a pious person. No, that I don't know whether my Rosas are accepted or not. So humility remains in a person. And so the first two points we had discussed, that the tongue, we must learn to control the tongue. And the practice that we have to do in the month of Ramadan, try and speak as little as possible. And then Rosa of the eyes, control the eyes. In Ramzan, yeah, especially those who are in Atikaf, who have come for Islam, no woman to be seen around here. So what are they, how are they going to keep Rosa of the eyes? Don't look at porn. Don't look at anything on your phone where there is a picture of an animate object, no matter who it is. And worst is to keep the photos of our Buzurgani Deen. That is a worse guna than keeping a photo of a naked woman. This is even a worse guna than that. And so avoid all that. And in namaz, keep your eyes where they are supposed to be. In a standing position at the place of sajda. And with this in mind, this is my final abode, the ground. I have to die. And then when you are in a ruku, then you look at your toes. And with this in your mind, that I've put my heart down in front of Allah. My desires are nothing, Allah's desires are everything. And then when you go into sajda, you focus on your nose. And with this muraqabah, that my highest thing, my head, my brains, I've put it right down on the ground in front of my greatest creator, in front of Allah Ta'ala. Not greatest creator, the only great creator. There is nobody who compares with Allah in his creation. And when you are sitting position, you look in your lap. And with this in mind, did something come into my basket or not? Or is my whole namaz gone empty? Did I get something? With that fear, you make your salam. And in salam, you keep your eyes on your shoulders, where kiram and katibin are present. And look at them. So a person who will do this, then his namaz will become namaz, his rozas will become roza. And that person then will look after his eyes. Eyes will be under control. Inshallah, we will discuss the other points. Another point about the eyes, don't look up to women and don't look down on people. Eh? Don't look up and see woman and don't look down. That's also the guna of the eyes, to look down. I'm better than this person. I'm like this. That is also worse haram. That is a worse haram than looking at woman. Who looking at woman is totally haram also. It will destroy you. But looking down on somebody is even worse than that. So may Allah Ta'ala make our Ramadan what it is supposed to be. Some brothers want to become bay'at, they can come forward inshallah. One brother, mashallah. Abi, mashallah. I make place here. Come. Oh, you just came and you'll be coming back. Come. Ta'al ya Nadir. Nadir is from originally Morocco. Huh? Algeria. Min ayna asl? Min al-Jazair. And he came here for some other work, but he liked the environment and he stayed over. He's from France. And now he decided to become Bayat also, and he's eager all the time asking, Bayat, mustn't forget. Tafham English show ya? No. Wala. Kalima. Oh, mashallah. Ahsan. Just briefly, Bayat is sunnat. It's not faras. Bayat, laysa farad. Sunnah. ولكن مقصد البيعة هذا شيء مهم. And what is the maqsad? إصلاح النفس. تزكيه النفس. That is the maqsad. And once a person becomes bayat, then a few things to do. بعض الأشياء نفعلهم إن شاء الله نتحصل على المقصد. What is it we have to do? Islamic dress, libasul Islamiyya. That we have to have. Then tilawat Quran Sharif. Daily read Quran. And try and read at least so much that throughout the year we make minimum one khatam. And Ramzan minimum one khatam. Then 100 times la ilaha illallah. And this 100 mi'a marra. And this 100 times is in this way that I'm taking out from my heart everything. Nakhruj min al-qalb kullu siwallah. وإلا الله وندخل في قلوبنا إلا الله ليس لا معبود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله الله هو واحد and then 100 times الله and with this in mind oh Allah I love you oh Allah you the only one you also love me oh Allah you come in my heart ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی آجا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میری دل میں ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے enjoyment of the ذکر bring that in the heart and then keep contact with the sheikh inshallah we will do that we will get our islah and our tazkiyah inshallah تعال يا نظير ضع يدك فوق يدي الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب Repeat now. O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'at, and from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. To be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Soharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islami, Imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. Yes, inshallah. Musa, you'll give the papers. All of you, try and meet Mala Musa, he'll give you the papers, what to be done, inshallah. Do we need to deal with a question?
Bismillah ar-Rahman. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد لله وكف الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين